So here's a better idea than a shlosel challah. You want to make money? You have to figure out this chabura. So here's a for sure way to have parnasa without having to do what Rav Shechter says is avodah zarah and do the shlosel challah. So here's a better way. Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly what you have to do. Shulchan Aruch says that tzarech l'chaven, you have to have in mind the pasuk poseach es yadecha. When you say the pasuk of poseach es yadecha, you have to have in mind, you have to have kavana. Okay. Says Mishnah Berura, what exactly is this kavana that you have by poseach es yadecha? Mishnah Berura says, what's the idea? Because the ikar, the main reason why we say Tehillah with David, why we say Ashrei every day, is because of the pasuk of poseach es yadecha, that what? It shows, shemazkir bo shvacho shvakadosh baruch hu. It notes the praise of Hashem, shu mashkiach al briyosav umefarnasan, that God supports, he gives parnasa to all his brios. That God gives parnasa to all his subjects, and therefore, that's the point of poseach es yadecha. It's a voucher, a verifier, that we will have parnasa. Okay? So therefore, if you have to say poseach es yadecha with a little bit of extra kavana. Comes along Shulchan Aruch. Well, let's say you don't have kavana. You botch it. You read poseach es yadecha like you're on a train, like you read the rest of Pesukei Dezimra. You fly through it. So what happens? Says Shulchan Aruch, tzarech lachzar l'omran pam acheres. You need to say poseach es yadecha another time, a second time. Says the Ber Heitev, what's with all this? You have to repeat psukim? We never have to repeat psukim and psukim and zimra. Says the Ber Heitev, since it's only one pasuk, we figure you could do it right. And if you can't do it right, then we require you to repeat this pasuk. As an aside note, Kaf HaChaim disagrees with the whole topic. He says, what do you mean you have to repeat poseach es yadecha? How many times a day do you say Ashrei? Really, three. Because you get chakras twice, and then Minchas, what's the point of having three? Because three strikes and you're out. If you missed the first time, you don't need to repeat it. That's why they said a second time. And they knew, the Rabbanim knew, you're going to mess it up twice, they give you a third time. Says the Kaf HaChaim, if you mess up, you don't have to repeat it again at all. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch disagrees, Mishnah Berura disagrees, you would have to repeat Poseach es yadecha another time. Now, what are you repeating? So how much are you repeating? So the Levush says you have to repeat the entire Ashrei. Why? Presumably because Ashrei is based on what? Aleph Beis. So you can't just leave Pei out, because if you leave Pei out and you do it afterwards, after Tav, every first grader knows the Aleph Beis. Pei doesn't come after Tav. So therefore, you really have to do it in order, says the Levush, start to finish if you mess up Poseach es yadecha. Comes on the Eli Rav and says, no, you just need to say Poseach es yadecha. Order doesn't make a difference at all. Order only makes a difference in Kriya Shema, when we have a special pasuk that says V'hayim Shemoa, that it has to be in order. V'hayu, it has to be in order. If it's not Kriya Shema, it could be out of order. Comes along the Mishnah Berura, I've got a compromise. You know, based on the Chayodim, if you don't say Poseach es yadecha properly, you know what you have to do? You have to repeat Poseach es yadecha until the end of Ashrei. So 5, 6, whatever psukim it is, that's how much needs to be repeated. That is the three opinions. So according to Mishnah Berura, if you don't do Poseach es yadecha properly, you need to repeat the entire part from Poseach till the end. So now comes the million-dollar question. You botched it. You completely botched Poseach es yadecha, and that you're at the end of Psukim Zimra. You're by, let's say, and by Az Yashir. And all of a sudden, you see your friend sitting next to you. He's having this tremendous kavana for poseach es yadecha. And you say to yourself, oh, shoot, I messed up again. Yeah? What should you do at this point? Where do you say poseach es yadecha? Right now, before Az Yashir? Or not? Says the Mishnah Berura, you are a major loser. At this point, Mishnah Berura says, you're out. He says, what you have to do is, he says that v'imlo nizkar, if you don't remember until after you said other mizmorim, you're at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, and you have no time to start again from Ashrei and repeat all of Pesukei Dezimra again to do it in order, so say Poseach at the end of davening. But basically, you've botched your opportunity. Don't slip in Poseach Chesedech in the middle of Pesuk HaDezimra in the wrong place, because it's out of order and there must be a specific order. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein and says that doesn't make any sense. Since when is Pesuk HaDezimra required to be in order? Says Rav Moshe, he says it doesn't make any sense, Jim. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says, if you don't do it, say it at the end. The Ein Moshe says, says Rav Moshe, just fit it in wherever you want. He says, v'zeh odif, this is better, because then you're going to bookend it by Baruch Shamar on one side, Yishtabach on the other side. He says, that's fine. Why shouldn't it be included in the brachas? Therefore, Rav Moshe, one of his many or few, I don't know, in one of the very stark times, probably few, that he actually goes head on against the Mishnah Berurah. He says, I disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Sheish lasos kedekasavti, do as I say. Shebenisker achram is morim. If you remember that you messed up Poseach Chesedechan at the end of Pesuk HaDezimra, just throw it in there. He says, say it there. Shaseder eino ikuva deloka Mishnah Berurah. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Svardim have a nice, clean middle ground. They say, well, you could throw in Poseach Chesedecha, but only do it in between paragraphs of Pesuk HaDezimra. So if you remember it later on, that's fine as well. You could throw it in like this Rav Moshe, but it has to be in between paragraphs. Now, if you look around by Poseach Chesedecha, you'll see a lot of people doing a lot of weird things. Some people go like this, they stretch out their hands, Poseach Chesedecha, Masbi Alachol Karetzon. Some people give tzedakah, some people are kissing all over themselves, right? So what's the deal about this? And are you supposed to do that or not? So the Sefer Gamini Odcha, was Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich asking Shaiwas to different Gedolim, and his Shaiwas against Rabbi Chavua, Svarish Shaposik in Eretz Yisrael, says it's great to do all these extras. But if the extras are going to cause you to not do the one thing you're supposed to do, which is to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa, then it's a waste. And he says, Rabbi Yashav, when he would say Poseach Chesedecha, he would say it in a sing-song voice, very loud, close his eyes, and that's it. He wouldn't do anything else. Poseach es yodecho, mazbia, wachol, chai ratzon, and that's good enough. Okay, final question is, what in the world do these words mean? Poseach es yodecho, whose hand? No? Maybe I got 20 different opinions. Whose hand is opening up? Who? Your hand? Hashem's? Yeah, comes along. Kavyoch is a weird thing, first of all. Poseach es yodecho. Like also, it's like, Poseach es Hashem. It's a weird phrase. So I saw in a mind-boggling shot by Shmuel Hamaner from the previous door, two doors ago, in his Sefer Mitzvah B'Tochen. Listen to what he writes. He says, V'hine kach gozru chach masu yis'aleh. He says, this is what Hashem, what our rabbis understood, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisparnis Olamo Aide Shuchet. God has a lot of messengers. Some Zenos and Zavokech. Either you're the boss or you're the employee. You're either getting the salary or you're dispensing the salary. Right? Everyone in this room is either making a salary by giving or by getting, right? You're either an employer, you're employing other people, or you're taking money from other people as an employee, he says. Zenene, v'zem esparnes mizet. Some give, some take. So when we say Poseach Chesedecha, you know what we're talking to? We're talking to each other and saying, Poseach Chesedecha, not to receive. Perish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Poseach Chesedecha. God should open up your hand, that what? Wasseis wasseh, to give to other people. So you think you go like this. Yeah, I always do it. I have, up until I saw this, I'm going to always go like this. Yeah, God should just drop in the cash. It's the opposite way. You're really opening up your hands, according to this, to give. You should go like this, make these moves, you know, to throw money at other people. How do you show that God really takes care of everyone? By giving to other people. When you give tzedakah, you prove that Poseach Chesedecha must be al chagaraton, because how's your friend being supported? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you extra money to give to other people. So think about when you say Poseach Chesedecha, you're not catching the cash, you're dispensing the cash, and that is the biggest bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you so much money, don't waste your time with the Shlishal Chava, just say Poseach Chesedecha must be al chagaraton, and everything will be fine. You will have enough money, hopefully, to dispense to others, proving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Mishkan.